Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of February 17th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our February patrons, so if you want to get a shout out on the show and the mini, certainly check out patreon.com/thegamersin and support this fine set of content that you are enjoying right now. Speaking of which, Gamers In, look at the thing, words coming to me after a very busy long weekend. So last week we talked about Mythic Quest. This week, both Joss and I have completed our Mythic Quest to watch Mythic Quest, and we're going to talk about it as a whole. I don't know if spoilers can technically be, you know, discussed outside of maybe, I guess, one key plot point that could be spoiled, but I don't know if it really defines the enjoyment of the show, that spoiler. That being said, I guess if you are not interested in spoilers for Mythic Quest, you might want to steer clear of that discussion. I have started to put in time codes for our discussions in both Gamers In and Summoner's Call to kind of help you jump around. Usually what we would do is we would just move spoilers to the very end of the show so you could just jump out when we say, hey, no spoilers, and then this way you're not even risking missing anything that might be unrelated to that spoiler conversation. But I figured, hey, I'm already taking notes while we're doing the show and kind of paying attention to the publishing side of it. Let's just take time codes down roughly so I can note when that new discussion is starting up. So Mythic Quest, we will talk about it. Giving a bit of a, you know, a preview of this week's Gamers In content, I would say that I overall liked Mythic Quest. Did not love it. There's not much TV these days that I do quote-unquote love. There's a lot of TV that I sort of consume, but there's not much that I'm just, oh man, you gotta watch this. And this doesn't fit that bill. It's not, there's something about it. I think it, like I said on the show last week, it takes one step forward, one step back very often, especially early in the episodes. And I saw Patrick Beja, I was talking about on Twitter today, and he did not enjoy the first two episodes. And I would say the first two episodes are not great. The third one is better. I think I liked the episode. I think it was episode three where they do the Nazi episode where they have a guild that is full of Nazis, and they basically bring all the Nazis out and find a way to deal with that. And it kind of showed more of the humanity behind the developers, and as opposed to their personalities, you know, where at the end of the day, they were able to come together and celebrate, as opposed to being like, nah, we're not hanging out with you, nerd, weeb, blah. You know, they came together and they appreciated each other's company and like human beings after a very hard fight and solving a very tough problem. They just sit there and have a glass of wine and enjoy a sandwich. And I thought that was probably the start in which the show was like, okay, this isn't just assholes being assholes. So, and it's an easy watch. It's like 30-minute episodes, very quick. You know, it's all bingeable. It's all there on Apple TV Plus, $5 a month. Or if you haven't done your free week trial, just get the free week. It's worth it. I haven't watched a lot of the Apple TV Plus stuff, but I was surprised by the quality. I've got a few games that I'm sort of, you know, testing out and trying as I wait for Animal Crossing. I did pre-order Animal Crossing on my Switch. I'm playing, so I got a code from Square Enix for the Turing Test, which is a first-person puzzle game on that just got ported to the Nintendo Switch. It's been on, I think, PC and other platforms for a while now. It kind of reminds me of Portal in terms of the aesthetics and sort of the feel, but you turn down sort of the, you know, the melodramatic sort of, I'm going to kill you, you know, AI, as opposed to there is an AI, but it's like any sort of science fiction AI, like, you know, Alan, I want you to, you know, just go in this room. Don't worry about it. It's all good. My calculations show that this is normal, you know, that sort of thing, as opposed to GLaDOS, who's like, oh, I'm going to kill you, you know? So I've been enjoying that. So far, the puzzles are kind of like playing around with door switches. So some doors have like they're powered, and you can either like pull a block from the wall and move it across the room. Some switches don't have the block at all. You just use your gun. You like zap out the energy, and then you can zap it around. There are like little puzzles there where you're, you know, pulling out the power after going through the door through a window with your gun, and then putting it into the next conduit so you can move forward. So far, it's been really interesting. And there's like these little story pieces in between as you come to a room where you're just kind of exploring and looking at data logs and stuff like that. There's a bit of a mystery there where you're being awakened and you don't know what's going on. Your whole crew has disappeared, so I'm enjoying that. I also got a code for Darksiders Genesis on PlayStation 4. Darksiders Genesis just had its console launch on February 14th. That's on Nintendo Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. So I've just started to scratch the surface on that one. Gotta say, it's got the Darksiders feel, but very different in terms of combat. And I gotta play some more of it before I definitively kind of, you know, give some thoughts on it. But so far, I do dig Strife. It feels very much like a going for a Nathan Fillion, but gruffer, you know? And I'm kind of like, maybe just should have hired Nathan Fillion, I guess. But then again, that would be weird because you just honestly think of Cade 6 from Destiny. So I guess this is fine. But yeah, I need to get more time in it before I fully share thoughts. So I think the Turing test will be this week. We are recording on Wednesday, so I have got a couple more days to get some more time with it. As for news, as I said, we have been kind of like going through the news lately, and just I'm going to do headlines just to give you an idea of what we have in the Joss and I have a producer column or a producer channel in the Discord, which we have been using more and more for show planning. And essentially this producer channel was created because we have a producer level on our Patreon. So that's that, and whoever sort of pledges at that level gets access to this, and they can throw news items in there and all that fun stuff. So another update on the YouTube deal that Google has with Activision Blizzard. So valued at $160 million. That's crazy. I threw a story in here. Sony struggling with PS5 costs, price point uncertain. So it's looking like maybe the system costs $450 to sell. PlayStation, or Sony in this matter, doesn't usually sell at a loss lead, as opposed to Microsoft that has usually sold the Xbox at a loss lead. So who knows how much the PlayStation is going to cost? Maybe $500 US? Ugh. Gosh, man, that's expensive. But, hey, them's the breaks. Sonic the Hedgehog is looking like it's a good movie, good video game movie. Interesting. Okay, so that's happening. That happened. I haven't seen it yet. Caden wants to see it. I do want to see it. I'm curious. I like Sonic. I like Ben Schwartz. So, you know, what's not to love? So both the line here is that Sonic the Hedgehog director and star are so pumped about the movie's record-breaking success. Most popular video game movie in terms of, sorry, not popular, but biggest earner. So it just beat Detective Pikachu from last year, which also was a great video game movie, and kind of falls in line with the way people are reacting to Sonic, in the sense that Sonic is being heralded as like, it's good, it's a good video game movie, but it's still kind of bland as movies go, right? And Detective Pikachu was good for a video game movie, but honestly, it wasn't lighting the world on fire in terms of just as movies go, right? It didn't win any Oscars or... Not that you need to win an Oscar. Anyways, and the final headline I have here in the notes so far is Overwatch and Diablo animated series may be in development at Netflix. This has been rumored for a while, but this is kind of a more... There's been a leak, or at least a posting, from an ex-Activision Blizzard COO who has said, like, oh, I brokered a deal with Netflix for Diablo, which will be launching this year. And then I've also found a big partner for the Overwatch anime we're working on. So Diablo's a great fit in that Castlevania has been just lighting up the world on Netflix. The third season's coming out soon, so it's a good fit. But that's the headlines we have so far. Unless something breaks, we'll probably look at these and decide which ones we want to talk about on the show. But that's what we got so far in the hopper. So if we don't discuss them, hey, you heard them here first. Summoner's Call just posted an episode that was light on Fire Emblem Heroes, but heavy on Outrealm Gate. We talked a lot about the new Three Houses DLC. And back to Game Club with Sacred Stones. We're going to have more Fire Emblem Heroes in our Summoner's Call this coming week as the new Blazing Blade banner. Blazing Blade banner has launched today, actually, and it features heroes from the first North American Fire Emblem game that arrived over here on the GBA. But in terms of that Cindered Shadows DLC, I really want to pick up the expansion pass. I just have not had time to sit down, and I know what I'm going to do. I know I'll buy it eventually. I just don't want to buy it and have it sit there constantly bugging me that I need to play it. Like, oh, I spent $30. I got to get over that. But I talked about this on Summoner's Call in the sense that I want to play more Fire Emblem Three Houses. I felt like I needed more of it when I finished it the first time, but I just haven't had a chance to get around to it. And I just put so much effort into finishing it the first time that I wanted to have a bit of a reprieve. And the next time I wanted to play it, I was like, okay, the best time to play it is when all the DLC is out. So therefore, I'll have the maximum amount of new content to enjoy to kind of mix things up. So here we are. I've got all the content. What am I waiting for? Some bloody time, you know? And we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I love Three Houses. Eddie spoke highly of Cindered Shadows. And honestly, if I want to get back into it, I might just drop the $30 and just play the DLC, like the Wave 4 expansion. Because honestly, a 10-hour Fire Emblem Three Houses story sounds fantastic. Heroes from all of the houses joining you. Man, like, that sounds great, doesn't it? Just a bite-sized Fire Emblem experience. Anyways, let's talk about the games that have come out this month and what's coming out in the next couple weeks. Zombie Army 4, which we talked about on this very show, as well as The Gamers Inn, is out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Yakuza 5, Jimmy, I'm going to get this right. It's on PlayStation 4. It's a remaster and launched on February 11th. Hope I did that right. Please let me know if I didn't. Darksiders Genesis, as mentioned, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch out now. Two Point Hospital Console Edition on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch out on the 25th. And Romance of the Three Kingdoms 14, whoops, on PlayStation 4, PC. That's on the 28th. All right, that's going to do it. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.